The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 13th of June, 2019. Got the best technology news coming at your way right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, when I was saying about technology news coming your way, if you're a Google fan, you're going to love this. If you don't like Google, you might just want to go to tomorrow's episode. Yeah, that's right. It's a googly day for us here at BTN News. Starting off with, well, hey, looky there, the Pixel 4. Hey, and if you can believe this, it's Google that actually leaked this one. Yep, Google just tweeted out a little old image of the Pixel 4. Now, even though this thing isn't expected to come out or ship till October, they're giving us a nice look of this thing in all its beautiful glory. And I got to say, it does look pretty nice. Their actual tweet actually said, well, since there seems to be some interest, here you go. And they have a nice little photo there, the black Pixel, with the image clearly showing at least two rear cameras and a third sensor of some kind at least. And this is kind of all in a large kind of camera bump area there. We also see a tiny dot at the lower right hand of the camera there. We're assuming that's probably a microphone. I guess Google thought, well, they'd step up their efforts this time in getting things leaked out. Since the last Pixel phones basically leaked weeks before Google actually unveiled them, they thought, well, we'll just beat them to the punch this time. iOS users, got an Android device laying around? Well, at least a newer Android device. Well, those two devices can actually kind of work in harmony now. Yeah, you can actually use your Android phone as a physical security key for two-factor authentication with your iOS device. Now, since they're not part of the same ecosystem, don't expect these things to play nice together. Now, it kind of works a little differently with iOS due to limitations. Instead of using Chrome to communicate with the device, the Android phone links up with Google's Smart Lock app instead. Once after that's done, you'll log into your Google account on iOS, then the app is able to ping the Android phone over Bluetooth, basically letting you confirm, yep, this is you, or at least somebody that's got your phone. Once you confirm that, the one trying to log in on the Android device will relay that information back to the iOS device and allows the login to proceed. Yes, all of those steps just for security. Though the way things are getting nowadays, it's probably not a bad idea. And finally, ending our Google special today. Yeah, we're ending it on a bit of, I don't know, maybe sad or kind of a, oh, okay, kind of note. Seems Google, the integration between Google Photos and Drive, yeah, you thought that would just, you know, always be. No, it's not going to always be. Apparently, because Google says it's too damn confusing. Yes, we know, syncing between Google Photos and Drive, it's been there for the longest time. According to Google, they got feedback that the connection between the two services is confusing. So starting next month, they're going to make some changes. So what happens with those changes come July? Well, photos and videos you add to Drive won't automatically appear in Photos, and vice versa. Also, the files won't sync between the two either. I don't know about you, but reading through this, this seems more confusing. But hey, it's what Google wants, and what Google wants, Google gets. I'm sure it's all there in those terms and conditions that we checkmarked, said that we read, and we didn't. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. You can get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts over there. Of course, all of our podcasts are on iTunes, too. Wherever's the most convenient, just get subscribed to every one of them. They're all great. Also, check us out on Facebook, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join us over at our BTN community. Come on in and join the fun. We'd love to have you be a part of it. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for, oh yeah, Friday. Woohoo! Edition. Yeah, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.